Great black music is what we sing, a cappella style with a political ring. And then she lists all the different kinds of music that we use to get messages and feelings and spirit and encouragement and inspiration across to our audiences.
As you said, you sing a cappella and you play hand rhythm instruments too, and the sound blends together so beautifully. It's like you can read each other's minds.
I think that we're pretty much in tune with each other. I think that musically we are very much in tune. And even if someone comes in as a substitute singer, or they come in as a special guest, because we have a few special guests for our 40th anniversary, there's a matter of being able to listen. So you have to work with people who are able to really tune in and vibe in and not be off on their own trips.
That's such a clever double entendre to say that you're in tune. The group has evolved and changed members over the past 40 years. Is it hard to find the sound you're looking for with a new member or a guest singer?
We've been fortunate. I think the person that we have been working with this season is a very accomplished person. She's an excellent singer and an excellent musician. I really think it's just quite wonderful to have people who know the music, who embrace the music, and embrace the style of what we are doing and what we're offering.
That's what makes your music so special, is that there is a message for people in your music. What can people look forward to hearing at your 40th anniversary concert at the Aronoff Center on Monday?
Well, they're going to hear a bit of the history of Sweet Honey in the Rock from a different, I guess you could say, a different perspective. A little conversation with the audience about it, and some music I think maybe that people have not heard for a while. Those are the elements of things that we have been including in our 40th anniversary celebration show.
Sounds like people will get a little of what they want and what they are familiar with, as well as some new stuff.
I think so. And our bass player, it will be traveling with us this weekend. So they really will hear some things that they haven't heard before. There are some different feelings to the music. The a cappella music, of course. But it's really nice working with Parker and having his voice, his musical voice included in the set.
Sweet Honey giving us yet one more unique performance.
We're always trying to keep it lively and keep it fresh.
You can find out how to get more information about Sweet Honey in the Rock's 40th anniversary tour on our website at WNKU.org under local news. Carol Maylard, happy anniversary. We're looking forward to the show. Aww. Can't wait for you to get here.
That is so sweet of you, Matt. Thank you very much for calling us again. We are happy we're coming back. Happiest in the spring. No snow, no rain.
You're going to make
sunshine,
it to Cincinnati this time.
And we'll be there. We just want everybody to fill the house up, sing along, have a good time.
No, 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 no,